The National Invasive Species Council, the Aquatic Nuisance Species Task Force, and the Federal Interagency Committee for the Management of Noxious and Exotic Weeds presents annual awards in leadership, volunteerism, and outreach and education. This year, two groups in the Adirondacks received awards. The Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program received the 2013 award for Outstanding Achievement in Invasive Species Leadership. Director Hillary Smith explains that the program, founded in 1998, was the first of its kind in New York and has become a model for similar programs across the state.
APIP in general served as a model for seven other Partnerships for Regional Invasive Species Management, or PRISMs, which are now established across New York State. But there are a lot of other things that we've been working on. We have a regional early detection monitoring program. We've supported putting response teams out. You know, we've been doing a lot of education and training programs. So there are a lot of facets of our program that have been evolving. And I think it's that whole body of work that we're continuing to try to set precedents and leverage kind of innovative solutions to invasives that earned us this recognition.
The Lake George Association collaborates on numerous initiatives to prevent the introduction of invasives into that lake, including partnering with the lake's Asian Clam Rapid Response Task Force and sponsoring the Lake Steward Program to teach boaters about invasive species. The association was recognized for outstanding achievement in invasive species outreach and education. Executive Director Walt Lender calls the award an honor for the entire region.
It's so much more cost effective to talk to people before something has happened and to prevent an introduction of an invasive species than it is to try to manage it after the fact. We're looking forward to having the announcement of the award benefit our whole outreach program and bring it to light that much more, that it's so important to educate people about transporting invasive species, and much more cost effective than trying to manage one of these invasive species after the fact.
The Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program is based at the offices of the Adirondack Nature Conservancy. Executive Director Mike Carr says the Adirondacks are not the only region benefiting from the program's work.
The national award, really a recognition of the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program's leadership over the last 15 years in the park, and really supported by Governor Cuomo and the state legislature, along with the Invasive Species Council. It's their vision and backing that makes it possible for us to address these threats. Hillary Smith and her team of partners and volunteers are really having great successes, so much so that the institutional structure and techniques that they're using in forming these partnerships are being modeled around the country.
Lake Champlain Basin Program Aquatic Invasive Species Management Coordinator Meg Modley says the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program is important to many of the regional watershed, river, and lake associations.
They are really critical in moving the invasive species spread prevention campaign along in the state of New York. I think the Adirondack region has an extra layer of skin in terms of its ability to slow the spread of invasives. And I think that a large part of that is due to the efforts of the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program working in partnership with the state, federal, and local partners, of which we are a principal partner.
The awards were announced during National Invasive Species Awareness Week, which was observed March 3rd through March 8th. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.